Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, after yes. 4 o'clock on the iHeart app, the John and Ken on demand podcast. You can catch up on what you missed.
Yeah, John and Ken on demand. Coming up at 15 minutes, thereabouts, depending on how long John babbles. We have another keyword. Right? 320. We'll reveal a keyword, your chance at $1,000 in KFI's inflation compensation contest. There'll be one more for the day coming up during Tim Conway Jr.'s show at around 520. We're going to talk about RVs again, blocking sidewalks in a neighborhood. But first, we thought you might enjoy this because it's another puzzler. Before old Joe Biden left for Ireland, he had an event at the White House on Monday. And we mentioned, John, remember, it's the Easter potato roll that they started this year?
Oh, yes.
They're going to start rolling potatoes instead of eggs because eggs are too expensive. So
they really rolled potatoes?
Yeah, then he went to Ireland to get some more. You're not following this? No, I'm kidding. I think they did the traditional Easter egg roll, which I never understood, but it's been a White House tradition for a long time.
Yeah. I believed you.
You did believe.
You're like one of those fake news bots.
I got you.
See, you fooled me.
No. Oh, and you thought, I don't know what you thought. It was something green about it, using a potato instead of an egg, or just trying to show people to save money?
Or they're trying to identify with people suffering from inflation.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, understand that eggs are too expensive now and you might have to switch to potatoes.
Potatoes, and we don't want to look elitist because we have eggs, which are too expensive for you, so we'll just roll some potatoes down the hill.
That's right. Wealthy people eat eggs. The commoners eat potatoes.
Well, even, one of the woke late-night talk show hosts, Stephen Colbert, made fun of this. What we're going to play for you is Al Roker the Joker from NBC's Today Show, the longtime weatherman on the Today Show.
Yes.
He was there to cover the Easter egg roll, and he got an interview with Joe Biden. And what you're going to be hearing is Al is trying to see if he can get Biden to say for sure whether he's going to run again in 2024. And it seems to have taken sort of a bizarre twist. Here is the audio.
Will you be taking part in the Easter egg rolls after 2024?
Well, I plan on at least three or four more Easter egg rolls.
At least three or four more?
Maybe five.
Maybe five?
maybe six. So, what the hell?
Are you saying that you would be taking part in our upcoming election in 2024?
Well, I'll either be rolling an egg or, you know, being the guy who's pushing them out.
Come on. Help a brother out. Make some news for me.
Well, I plan on running out, but we're not prepared to announce it yet.
All right.
So if you didn't catch that last part, I'll either be rolling an egg or end up being the guy who's pushing them out. And what Colbert made fun of is like he's suddenly a chicken, he's laying eggs.
That's what it sounded like, that he's going to be laying eggs.
I'll either be rolling an egg or, you know, being the guy who's pushing them out.
Come on.
He's not good on his feet as a comic, is he? Because he was trying to make some kind of a joke.
He's going
to
be pushing out
and avoid the question about whether or not he's actually running again for 2024. Every journalist, and Al Roker's not a journalist, wants to get the scoop on this, right?
I know.
Are you committing to running?
It's actually kind of a clever way to get him to commit.
I know.
It's
like, are you going to egg rolls?
You're going to keep participating in the Easter egg roll.
I know. Keep thinking egg rolls. And now we're eating Chinese egg rolls, huh?
I mean, what he should have said, well, if I run again, I'll win and I'll keep doing the Easter egg roll. But he's so addled that he can't think quickly.
That's all you could have said. Right. If I run again, well, yeah, then I'll be doing the Easter egg roll.
But I haven't made that decision yet, or we're not ready to announce it. Instead, he made it sound like he's going to start laying eggs. And Jill is standing next to him, and I was looking at her face, trying to, because I look for signs of alarm.
Because she's monitoring everything he says to see how bad it is, right?
Because she saves him from embarrassing situations sometimes and grabs his arm and leads him away. And there's a certain look in her eye like, uh-oh.
In other political news, some big people in the Democratic Party are saying it's time for Dianne Feinstein to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Big concern. She's 89. She hasn't cast a vote in the Senate since February 16th. And, of course, she's been recovering from shingles, which afflicted her. That seemed like a while ago. I guess it was February.
Well, they need her vote.
They need her vote. And, of course, John Fetterman's not doing well either, but he's supposed to be coming back next week. But yeah, that hurts their advantage, and it's making it tough to confirm judges. The all-important judges, and actually judges are important, when you see some of these crazy decisions coming out by federal judges around the country, it tells you that it's very important to both parties to confirm their judges, right?
You can't get rid of a senator. I mean,
the chamber returns next week after a two-week recess. Feinstein spokesperson Adam Russell said, "I don't have an update at this time on when she'll be back." So they'd like her to resign now so that Newsom announces a replacement, right?
82 votes this year. She's missed 60 of them.
Now, do you think it's worse than shingles? Something else is going on? Or?
Yeah, well, she definitely has dementia. I don't know if that's worse than shingles. But dementia and shingles. And yeah, maybe there's something else going on. I mean, there's been a news blackout. You know, they issue these vague statements like, well, you know, she'll be returning, soon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's over. She's 89. She's in bad health.
A year and a half till people vote for her replacement. That's a long time.
In any other line of work, she'd be in a rest home. And that's not just a mean joke. Really, she would be in a rest home in any other line of work.
You say that about Biden, too.
Biden would be in a... Do you think any company would hire Biden to be their CEO?
Would you hire
him to manage?
I just don't look at politicians as CEOs, but I see what you're saying.
But as a president, yes.
They're just bizarre tokens.
I think it's a decent analogy. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's got a lot of departments he's got to run. He's got a lot of issues he has the final say on. I can't think of anybody would hire him to run a bakery or a vegetable stand. Would you leave him as the night manager at a vegetable stand?
Yeah, The last time we talked about Feinstein, apparently a statement was released that she's not going to run for re-election, and then she seemed to be unaware of that. Although I gave her the benefit of the doubt, she was unaware the statement had been released. Not that she wasn't going to run for re-election.
Our brain is shot. Biden's brain is shot. We're being run by feeble old fools.
John Lovett, who used to be a speechwriter for Obama, went on a podcast and said she should no longer be in the Senate. More people need to call on her to resign. These are Democrats, he's saying. She's preventing us from being able to confirm judges.
Well,
the people around Dianne Feinstein are doing, being part of this farce of having a lack of a senator or such an important job, is wrong.
Well, you got to show up when you have this narrow margin, because she's not there and Fetterman's not there. So that makes it 49-49.
And she's on the Judiciary Committee. So that's a part of this, too. So
I don't understand this. And most of the time when people get that sick and that disabled, they want to leave the stage. They want to go rest comfortably somewhere.
But it's like you said, she may not really be aware of any of this, and maybe not even aware she's a senator anymore.
Boy, there is no bigger ego bag than a politician.
All right, when we return, you're going to hear a keyword. We got one more on our show today for your chance at some money. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. Well, we've talked many times about the troubling problem of RV encampments. Of course, the one we spent a lot of time on is in the Bologna wetlands on the west side of Los Angeles, down there in Playa del Rey, where they have taken over the wetlands. Many, many, many RVs, and it's like buses and vans all parked there. It's really made the entire wetlands just disgusting. And of course, what's really outrageous about this is supposed to be protected land. We're always told that California is very sensitive to environmental issues, and we have to protect things like wetlands from any kind of environmental destruction. Oh, that means you, if you might want to hike around in there, but not people that park their RVs there, because they're the protected class. They're homeless.
They are. They're
They can't afford the housing on the west side. What other choice do they have but to park an old stinky RV there?
I can't. Two words. Get out. Why can't they bang on the doors of these RVs and just say, get out?
Because they're a protected class. The politicians will not bother them.
Except they're not. They have no legal protections. They're violating the law just by sitting there. Every minute is a violation. There's ordinances against that. Just bang on the door. A police officer with a gun. Let him see that he has a gun, right? He knocks on the door. Just point to the gun and say, it's time to go.
There could be a shootout.
No. Well, then we can put him in prison.
Well, I hope the cop doesn't get killed.
That's what a cop does. A cop puts himself in danger to enforce the law.
Well, now
and
we
that's
take
what he
you
should
to,
be doing is banging on every door and saying, get out.
We take you to another council district, Boyle Heights, which is part of the disgraced, but still in office, Kevin DeLeon. That's his district, Boyle Heights. They have a problem there because apparently there is a jogging path that has been blocked and taken over by RVs and all of their trash. Although this story has a twist. It starts by a man by the name of Tony Marquez. He used his cane to bat away empty soda and beer bottles. Then he reached the RVs parked next to the brick red rubberized path. Gardens planted next to the curb by RV residents, complete with fencing and planters, spilled into the path, as did bicycles, power tools, and appliances. Marquez, who's 70 years old, edged close to the cemetery well as he stepped off the path and maneuvered around the obstacles. He's been walking the 1.5 loop every day since 2008 because he has arthritis in his right knee and he needs a low-impact workout. He said, you feel like you're walking into someone's backyard instead of a public walkway.
It's a garbage dump.
Yes. That's what happens. All the RVs are lined up along the jogging path and their stuff gets strewn about because some of them are hoarders and... You know, you need more space. You don't have closets in your RV, so you use the track there.
So Tony Marquez works for 50 years, pays taxes, and some of the tax money goes to maintain a park where he wants to take a walk to deal with his arthritis. And he can't, even though his taxes paid for the park. And nobody comes to bat for Tony Marquez. Nobody wants to bang on the door of the RV and say, you're breaking the law, leave now. That's all you have to do. And if they really refuse, that's what a tow truck is for. And then tow it to the pound.
There's 20 RVs lined up on this street. They're trying to come up with a solution. According to one local resident, there's never any fines or penalties. They're never cited for parking violations.
You don't need a solution. It is illegal on most streets in Los Angeles to park an RV 24 hours a day. And if it's not on a particular block, you put up a sign. Generally, if you just ban overnight parking, and I see those signs all over the place, you ban overnight parking, you solve the problem.
You got to enforce it, though.
You have to enforce it, sure. But what that's the whole purpose of
law. You got to send somebody out there to tow, and then they say, oh, it's hard to tow RVs. We don't have tow trucks big enough.
What is the police department? It is law enforcement. That's the very definition of a police department.
The police department doesn't do that. The parking people do.
They should. They should. Zero excuses here. Zero tolerance for excuses. We have a police department. That's a violation of the law. You call the tow truck. If you don't have a tow truck, buy a tow truck. If you don't have enough tow trucks, buy more tow trucks. If you don't have the land, buy some land. Just get them off. No excuses.
Of course, this being an El Segundo Times special, they had to talk to some of the RV dwellers. Martha Batista said, they didn't speak to us in the trailers. How can they throw us out without even talking to us?
No.
And she, among others, claim, this is the twist in the story, that the trash there is being put there by residents who are using the RV dwellers as cover for them to dispose of their trash cheaper.
Well, then if they get rid of the RVs, then the residents can't use them as cover anymore. And then you could start arresting the residents for throwing the trash all over the place. They should go too, all of them. You have no right to turn your neighborhood into a garbage dump because most of the residents aren't doing that, and most of the residents just want to walk through the park like Tony Marquez.
Now, here's the official response. The city's transportation department can cite and tow inhabited RVs that create an environmental, public, or traffic hazard, but first must see if the resident will voluntarily move.
Okay.
For those who insist on staying, parking officers will notify homelessness authorities to connect them with assistance. Okay. See, this is where the whole thing stalls.
But you could get that done in 10 minutes. You knock on the door and say, move. That's all. And if they don't want to move or they're homeless squatting in there, then you bring in the homeless guy in and say, okay, we got a place for you. Now and then the tow truck guy is standing by, right? You send in the team. 10 minutes.
Sometimes the violins in the story. Gilbert Espinosa lives in an RV. Apparently, he had an apartment in Whittier that caught fire. They had to move out, so they're living in the RV. And then when the apartment got fixed, the rent was too high. He's a retired mechanic who moved his RV to Boyle Heights 3 months ago to be closer to his brother.
His brother should take him in.
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah. His brother should take him in. And I'm sure he's on Social Security. Maybe he's on disability. Maybe he's got to go to another place. But the family ought to help out. Period. It's not my responsibility. It's not the responsibility of the neighbors. The neighbors have a right to the park. They paid for it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got problems here.
Pete Brown, a spokeshole for Kevin DeLeon, said the streets surrounded by the jogging path are cleaned weekly. The path itself is cleaned at least twice a month. And here's the part you'll like, John. I know some people want them gone, but you can't just bully them out of town.
Yes, you can. You can. You absolutely can. That's what the police are for. They're to bully them out of town. What is this? Well, we just can't. Yes, you can. That's nonsense.
He says the city doesn't have a place to park RVs that are towed.
Then find one. They don't have empty lots, right? L.A. doesn't have any empty lots they own, then buy an empty lot. It's all lies. It's all nonsense. It's all excuses because they know the stupid-ass reporters at the L.A. Times will publish all the excuses and make the average donut at home go, oh, I guess they don't have a place to park the RV. Stop it. How gullible can you be? Yes, L.A. doesn't have an empty lot that they own to park RVs. There's only 20 of them. And I'm looking at this Batista woman you mentioned before. She's an unemployed waitress. So get a job. Every single restaurant I see a help wanted sign. Everyone.
Yeah, they do need people. Yeah.
It's an unemployed waitress. Stop.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Everybody's a bunch of lazy asses. That's what it is.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, you probably just heard there's another police chase going on. This one is, he's headed out of town, north on the 5, all the way up in like Newhall, Lancaster. So goodbye. CHP is chasing him. Do you think there's any particular police outfit that does better at chases than some, like LAPD versus CHP versus Orange County versus, you know?
I don't know. Should that be a great reality show competition, huh? He hit somebody?
Yeah, he was changing lanes and his back fender hit the front fender of someone as he was switching lanes.
What channel is?
I'm watching on 5 currently.
I'm watching on NBC 4.
Are you watching the stream? Because they went on the channel to Lester Holt.
Nope, I'm watching the streaming.
Oh, yeah. They must have gone.
Says live, but it's a streaming then.
You're watching on the computer. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, now I'm watching on the computer.
All right, I see him on Channel 5 now.
Yeah. Reckless driving, and I guess he wouldn't pull over, so. Good. That's all I heard, Dave. Reckless driving.
So what happened to the other car that he hit?
It kind of just stopped and was just like, oh, someone just hit me, and now the helicopter is way past it because the car sped off.
He's crazy changing lanes, but it says he's doing 6 miles an hour. It's not really wildly speedy.
He's up to 80, 90 now.
Oh.
On the TV.
I'm about 40 seconds behind here on my streaming, yeah.
Yeah, he's driving the carpool lane, and he's driving the carpool lane, and he probably doesn't have a passenger. Look at that.
Oh, that old joke.
Wow. He's racking up the crimes, isn't he? That's a good place to be, though.
Let's just sit here and see what happens.
Now he's swerving all the way over to the far right lane. Now swerving all the way back to the middle. And now he's going to the far left lane, up against the barrier. Oh, yeah, he's zigzagging his way through.
Oh, I see. 108 just 108 just popped up. 108 miles an hour, but he slowed down. You know what happened? And I saw in that clip. CHP car came up on him fast, so he just hit the gas to try to get further ahead of the cop behind him.
Why don't we fire a missile at him?
I don't know whether or not they're thinking about doing something here. And that's what's probably he was thinking. They might try a pit move or something, so he sped up. You mean a drone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one missile. One missile, you'll never have another car chase again.
Yeah, but what if there's collateral damage? There's other people on that freeway.
Yeah, I know, but you'll save 10 years worth of damage.
And then when he gets missiled, he's going to like crash all over, and they're all going to smash into him because they're all.
You pick the right spot.
Isn't particularly busy the 5 in this area. It doesn't look too bad. Usually northbound's ugly at night, but there's some room between the cars. He's cruising along, as you said, sometimes above 90.
Yeah, he's in Santa Clarita now.
All right. Well, like I said, he's headed north. He's heading out of the whole L.A. County area. So goodbye.
Let him go.
Yeah, let him go to San Francisco. Well, they'll tolerate his behavior. We have this audio for you because it has a bizarre twist. Remember last month, some people were kidnapped in Mexico?
Yes.
They were apparently mistaken for Haitian drug smugglers. It was 4 black people, a woman, and 3 men. And 2 of the men died before they could be rescued.
Right. And the Mexican drug cartel had profiled them as possibly
Haitian drug smugglers.
Yes.
Competition, I guess.
Yeah. And the woman was going there for some tummy tuck surgery.
Tummy or butt or something like that, right? Or maybe it was tummy.
I think it was the tummy tuck.
Well, that must be Latavia Washington McGee because she's the only woman in the group. She and her brother, Eric Williams, who survived, sat down with Anderson Cooper, on CNN. And here is a piece of the interview, which something weird in here. Listen carefully.
You're a woman in custody with cartel gunmen. Were they threatening to you in violence, in sexual violence? I mean,
yeah, they said all that stuff, all that.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Right. They tried to make us have sex with each other, but
we told them we was brothers and sisters.
We brother and sister, and that she was pregnant.
Wait a minute. They tried to make you have sex with each other.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say to you?
They was like, what are y'all? We said brothers and sisters. And they was like, have sex with each other. I was like, no, these are my brothers. I'm pregnant. And he said, well, I'm going to come back Sunday and get y'all. But he didn't come back till Monday.
He comes back on
Monday.
And says what?
They just blindfold us and blindfold us. They blindfolded him. They took me out first. They put me in the back of the truck. And they put the seat down and pushed me through to the front. Then they brought Eric and put him in the back and put Shaheen Zendel in the back with him, too.
They'll get everybody's over top of me to hide me.
They put your friend's bodies on top of you to hide you.
Me.
Yes. No.
So they took us to this other location. We met a truck.
That's messy, huh?
To another stop. They put
a guy bleeding out
the bodies on the back, me in the middle, and Eric on the floor.
Was on the floor
like under my feet
this time. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go to Mexico.
And they just kept
surgery.
And I was like, so they was like, we promised, the man said he promised, we're gonna let you go, we're gonna get you back, we just don't know how we're gonna get y'all back. Crawl.
That now Shaheed Woodard and Zendel Brown, who they referred to, they apparently tried to make a run for it and they were gunned down.
Yeah,
so that must be the bodies that they
so they're shot dead and they're thrown on top of this guy who survived. I don't know.
Yeah, or he was thrown on top of them.
Is it worth it?
And then they tried to get this brother and sister to have sex. This is a tough cartel.
So that's a brother and sister we were listening to there.
We were, yes. That's right. And she apparently is pregnant.
She's pregnant, and they want the two of them to have sex, and they've thrown dead bodies on top of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they knew that they had the wrong people, but they were trying to figure out a way out of this.
Hold on. I thought, maybe she didn't go for a tummy tuck. What'd she go for then?
Oh, I thought it was some sort of cosmetic surgery.
I think they were just using the pregnancy as an excuse to not have sex with each other.
Oh, I see.
She didn't have, she wasn't pregnant. They were just saying that.
Yeah,
because I think John, it was right. She was apparently supposed to have some sort of tummy tuck because some people go to Mexico because it's cheaper.
Nobody should. Yes, there's a reason it's cheaper. You get some guy who carves meat for a living. And he's got a clinic on the side.
American medical care is very expensive.
For good reason.
And a lot of insurance companies don't cover cosmetic procedures.
Well, then that's the breaks in life.
Okay.
Look what happens when you go to Mexico. They think you're part of a drug cartel.
Yeah,
and you got your dead
really
friends laying
luck.
On top of you.
I feel bad for them. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Hey, he could go to Canada. This guy's in the police chase is on the North 5, and he's making his way like the Antelope Valley now, Newhall and past. So he could keep going to Canada. He's got enough gas, right? Yeah.
He has enough gas.
Take the 5 all the way up. Yeah. Right, through Washington, Oregon.
He's got a lot of, oh, my God. I just looked at his speed. Is that right? He's going over 120 miles an hour?
Yeah, and it looks like he's got his arm hanging out the window now.
He was, look at that, he's almost at 140.
Wow.
Unless that thing is broken on the Channel 5 screen.
Now I'm watching the streaming on NBC4.
120.
Oh, yeah,
now.
I see his arm out there. Looks like he's holding the phone. From the shot I see, it was like holding the phone up or something. Like, call me. Kostak.
Wow, that is fast.
And I'm trying, because they have a speedometer, too. I'm trying to see now, because I'm a little behind you. If it hits, I'm seeing 80, 85, but I'm not seeing 120, you said?
Almost 140. Unless they're... there it is. It's swinging wildly all over the place.
It started on the northbound 170, and they sighted him. This is CHP chasing him. Reckless driving, and he wouldn't pull over, obviously.
Yeah, I think their speedometer is glitching out, because it's...
Yeah, I'm seeing 90. I'm not seeing 120.
It's going to 140 and then back down to 40 and then back up to 120.
Oh, they got to get that fixed, because we like that.
I know. That's fun. But no, it can't be real.
All right. There you go. Another exciting police chase. Yikes. John, the answer is, are you ready for this list?
What?
Barbecue pork ribs, pork and turkey neck, buffalo wings, shrimp fried rice, French fries, and water.
Sounds like a last meal.
Very good. You know, last time I did that, you had no idea what I was talking about, but you're getting smarter.
I am.
It's hard to deep fake you. Yeah, we had an execution in Florida.
Did we?
Florida.
Ah.
Ron DeSantis wants to show you. He's going to kill him.
One for DeSantis.
Louis Bernard Gaskin, 56, dead. Lethal injection happened about an hour or two ago.
You know, this will help him against Trump. See, Trump can't kill people.
He killed a couple in 1989. That's a long time, though, on death row.
Yeah. How old is he now?
56.
56. So he
did this in 1989, so he was pretty young then.
34 years. He was 22 years old, and they finally got him.
They called him the Ninja Killer because he donned all black ninja clothing when he shot and killed the New Jersey-based couple inside their winter home in Florida with a .22 caliber rifle.
My God. Why did it take 34 years?
I don't know. He stole stuff from the apartment that he was going to try to use later as Christmas gifts for his girlfriend. Well, that's real nice. Including a clock and two lamps.
Isn't that sweet? Honey, look what I did for you.
And another story. The FBI is warning people not to use public phone charging stations. They're popular at the airport for people who are in a bind and need to charge their phone, but... they say that there is such a thing as juice jacking. I like that term.
That sounds
juice jacking.
That sounds
disgusting. They figured out ways to use public USB ports to introduce malware, and they can pick up your passwords and everything. So they say avoid using free charging stations in airports, hotels, or shopping centers.
So the malware comes out of the jack?
Yes, they have somehow infected the charging station.
And then they can
track. Not the jack. It's a charging station.
Then they can track what's in your phone.
Yeah, they can pick up your passwords and your usernames. They can siphon off your information.
Really?
Yep. It says here, consumer devices with compromised USB cables can be hijacked through software that can siphon off usernames and passwords. Yeah. I guess it's similar to how they use skimmers at the gas stations to kind of pull out your credit card information.
So many
bad
guys. Like, you can't have anything.
No.
Like, everything gets ruined. I'd want to give the death penalty to those guys.
I'm not sure I've ever used a public charging station. I may have once
at an airport. Yeah, I have. Because, you know, the way the world works, the phone only goes out when you're stuck at an airport.
That is true. And especially if you get hit with a delay. I mean, what are you supposed to do, right? When you've been told your flight's not going to take off for 6 hours and you're like, oh, my phone, I got to plug it in.
And then that's the day when you come off the plane, your ride's not there, and you got to order an Uber, and your phone's going dead. And
it's all a complete mess.
Not that that's happened to me.
I hope not. All right. This pursuit is still going on. So there you go.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say.
Well, Conway's here. And this is what he loves to do more than anything else, is watch mindless car chases.
That's right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've always said the rule is these things start when I go on and they end when I go off. I was sort of the father of this crap.
Well, you got one here.
But see, and, this, I'm not getting down on the guy running away from the cops. I'm getting down on the cops. The cops know that I started four. And they could have just followed this guy around, milled around, you know, had a couple of donuts, whatever they do. And they could have started that chase right now or at 4 o'clock.
Right.
But they started at 6, you started at 7. How are they supposed to keep switching?
I tell them. I send out memos on Twitter. I got my own Twitter account saying,
hey, keep
cops
up with your hours.
That's right.
Well, this guy is enjoying the open road up there. Where is he now?
Somebody in another station, when I first heard it, I was flipping around because I think KFI was running a couple of spots. And somebody said it's an ex-girlfriend's car. Like, that's kind of car that an ex-girlfriend would drive. Like a Passat, right? After she's done relationship with you, you're not making her payments on her car. Like, oh, she's in a Passat now. It's really offensive. But yet funny. It was weird. All right, so we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to have, Chris on, who's the new reporter here at KFI, to talk about all the businesses that are being displaced in Inglewood to put in that people mover. That rail line into SoFi Stadium into the Forum.
Where are you going to get on that?
What?
Wait. It's a people mover into...
From the 105 into SoFi Stadium.
I think it's from the rail station.
Yes, right. Yeah. They're going to put a rail station. They'll go right to the 105. Then you can go east-west on the 105.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So there's 40 businesses that are going to be thrown out.
All right.
Yeah, it's time to get out of Inglewood. They're going to pave over that whole city.
It, you know what? And then they've got this arena going in for the Clippers that it's going to bring a lot more people in. And, yeah.
It's exciting.
It's the people who own property in Inglewood over the last 5 years, their property values have doubled.
Yeah.
You know, because they can do bed and breakfast or Airbnb, when there's
their
game.
This is the big cash out now.
That's right.
Very often.
Let's go. All right. Ding dog.
Ding dog.
Come on with this chase.
Yeah, we love it. The chase.
Mark Bronner has the news.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.